Good morning, everybody. This is your host for the End Zone Club, Anthony Mitchell. And again, I just wanted to always thank you for the support that you have given. Today's episode is going to be a special New Year's heartfelt message from me to you. And that's just saying thank you. We at the End Zone Club have, over the course of the last year since our inception, we've only been inception for a year. Can you believe that? Since August of last year. So over the course of this time, we have put out well over 600 minutes of content from our heart to yours. I mean, content that has been spent at the table of inflection, of thought, of creativity, but most importantly, trying to connect with the heart of the Father and to have conversations designed for young people, especially, that is wrapped around things we know now, we wish we knew when they were their age. Over the course of the year, however, this podcast has grown beyond just the representation of young people. It has grown beyond just the representation of, let's give a shout out to God for that, but it's grown beyond just being a youth platform. More than 40% of our viewership is coming from the ages of 35 to 44. So we know that some of the things we're talking about is applicable to not just kids. But in order to keep this going, in order to keep this on the up and up, in order for us to keep having conversations that are pushing us from walking in potential to actually fulfilling purpose, as we always say, we need your support. We need your help. We need you guys, if you can, to just continue to donate like you have so that we can continue to do what we do mainly in the community. It's the time of the year. It's that time of the year where we start cranking up our resources and start endeavoring to doing more in the community. We, from usually around January through around July, maybe August, sometimes we'll stretch our fundraising capabilities. What it allows us to do, it allows us to basically to be able to give kids year-round just content through this podcast, content through what we do at our church, content through what we do with our free football camp and mentorship days, which I will say we are getting ready this year to incorporate some new activities that's going to make our football camp more everlasting. It's going to leave more of a lasting impact. Anytime you allow young men, young women, young kids, young adults, the opportunity to sit in the room with people from all walks of life that are most importantly following after the heart of God, and you're able to allow them the respective right to just sit at their feet, or sit at their table, sit next to them, however you prefer to sit. But most importantly, the words in life of wisdom that we are imparting to these kids, it gives us a blessing to be able to do so. So through this podcast, if you guys have noticed, we've had a lot of special guests. Matter of fact, 4 episodes in a row, we've had special guests on here. Several of the special guests were, or 2 of the special guests, were guys who started off with us from the beginning and supporting us, as well as some new guys who have never been on this platform. But moving forward into this year, I want to be able to expand to a more diverse crowd. I want to have black guys on here, white guys, black women, white women. I want to have kids. I want to have a well-respected, diverse platform so that we can reach more people throughout the year. So if you're listening to this podcast and you say, hey, I've enjoyed the content, I'd like to support any way I can, email me at anthonymitchell01@gmail.com. Again, that's anthonymitchell01@gmail.com. And in the heading, if you can, I want you to put podcast co-host. By doing that, I can know what you're emailing about and I don't send you to the spam inbox. But guys, I want some people that are funny on here. I want some people that are serious. I want some great storytellers. I want musicians. I want all kinds of people on here. Because by doing so, you'll help us to tell the full story of what God has placed in our hearts. So guys, if you would like to donate, If you look at the top of our platform where it says support, if you'll click on there, it gives you options for supporting through Stripe, which is connected to PayPal. However, you can Cash App, and that's Cash App at Go Antman, A-N-T-M-A-N. If you don't know, my name is Anthony, so everything I do derives off of Anthony. So that's G-O-A-N-T-M-A-N. Or if you want to do PayPal, it's also Go Ant. Or you can support our GoFundMe if you're like, hey, these guys, they might be shysters a little bit. We don't know where this money is going. Trust me, our GoFundMe chronicles everything we do, and I like everything we get donated to be public, so nobody thinks that they're stealing money. www.gofundme.com/ I'm going to let you guys guess. Yeah, you're right. Go Ant-Man. G-O-A-N-T-M-A-N. Go Ant-Man. And that's www.gofundme.com/GoAntman. Also, I'm one half of a dynamic duo. My wife, who you have heard several of her advertisements on our podcast, Basically Tisha. She's on all platforms. Basically Tisha, B-A-S-I-C-A-L-L-Y, Tisha. She's on all platforms, and support her content as well. And also, I have to give a shout out to all of our supporters. I love you guys. I appreciate you. It blesses me when you guys reach out to me via inbox and you say things like, I'm enjoying the show. Just matter of fact, shout out to the Three Chord Marriage podcast. Last night, I got an unsuspected email from these guys. Enjoyed one of their some of their content in regards to marriage, left a positive review, and they came over to my platform, listen, and they were like, listen, we enjoyed it, this, that, and the third. You know how conversations go. We're hyping each other up. But the purpose and intent of their message was not just to tell me how great my show was. They're like, we have somebody special for you we would like for you to connect with. You guys talk the same language. And guys, we're in the ground floor bringing in a well-known, very well-respected motivational speaker as one of our next special guests. So stay tuned. That's the kind of things that bless me, because anytime you start a vision, a lot of times we operate in this principle called blind faith. God gives you this great idea to go out and to do something, right? He gives you this idea to do something. A lot of times when he gives you this idea, you don't see all of the particulars from up front. You don't know a lot of times after you take the first step of getting started what comes next. For me, not knowing what comes next, that's scary. I am a kind of person, I love having control, so to speak, because I'm an artist, as you guys know by now. When I draw things out, or even as a carpenter, one of the things they taught us was sitting down and learning how to read a blueprint, or how to draw blueprints, how to interpret blueprints. By doing so, you know step by step how this building goes from basically start to finish. If you have any questions, you have a reference. And when I say like being in control, I like having a reference for what I'm doing. However, we know sometimes God is our guide map. Once you step out by faith, whatever that idea is that God has given you. Now, a lot of us have caught, that's more proper, have caught flack for every year you come out with a resolution, right? You give that resolution 2 weeks, and what happens? Once you hit a snag, once you hit a roadblock, once it becomes a little challenging, a lot of times we step back on our resolution. But I encourage you, if you can, don't stop just because last year you set the same resolution and you didn't get it going. For years, I have always enjoyed listening to podcasts. When Sirius Radio first came out, XM, I was listening to these podcasts and I was thinking then, man, I wish we would do some things like this for positive, because of course in the beginning Howard Stern was one of the first podcasters, I guess you would call him, and he had a historic deal. I think it was $100+ million, and the light bulb went off. It let me know that not only would it work, but that people were willing to listen. So with that same platform, what happens if we applied it for less controversial things and put it towards work? So over the course of that span, I had content going back to like 2007, 2008 that I've kind of interjected into some of what we've done here. You've heard parts of it and probably didn't know it was that old. Thank God he gave us a timeless work. But that goes back to the resolutions I was talking about. So for about 8 or 9 years, I had this idea in the back of my head. And at various stages of just collecting content from what we do in the community and church and interviews we've just randomly done to promote for things we've done, somebody was always dropping this in the back of my mind. Hey, you should do a podcast. I don't have a TV face, but I have a radio voice. If that makes sense. So with that said, I think that's my favorite expression, with that said. But in saying that, now it's out here. Now we have committed. Now we have stepped out blindly by faith, not knowing the course of the path that God would set before us. And just in this year's time, we have been blessed to have met new people that probably would have never come in my path or cross paths with us unless we made this step of faith. So for you guys, I want you to take a page from this conversation today, and I want you to think about what God has afforded us, the people that he's connected us with, the new audience and the new lessons that have come from just this chapter of my journey and what we have shared together, but most importantly for yourselves to realize if it works for me, it works for you also. I could say a lot on that, but I wanted to reach out to you guys today because the word for today is donate. I need your financial support. It doesn't matter how much. I just need your financial support. I have often found that when momentum starts, as small as it may seem, it gets more momentum from other people. If you think an avalanche starts as an avalanche instead of as a snowball, then maybe you're misinformed about what causes momentum. So just by you hearing this request and deciding that I would like to be a blessing to the ministry, I have seen their videos, I have followed the content, I enjoy it. Or if you want to donate and want to keep it anonymous, don't know how, again, you can reach out to me at anthonymitchell01@gmail.com and we can chop it up and we can figure out what works best for you. And as always, guys, I'm not going to be long the time, as we say in church, but I am going to end on a high note. And stay tuned for this next episode because it will be blazing. So this is just a precursor of some good content that is ahead. But until next time, guys, be blessed.